Mexico selects two women as candidates for historic presidential election. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on September 7, 2023. The two main political parties in Mexico nominated women to be their presidential candidates. Due to their immense following, one of those two women will likely be Mexico's next president, making it the first time in the country's history that a woman leads the nation. This week, Mexico's ruling party, Morena, held its internal election where its members nominated by a majority vote former Mexico City Governor Claudia Sheinbaum as their candidate. Sheinbaum has been a longtime ally and confidant of Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador and was seen by many as his favorite candidate. Gracias, gracias, gracias. pic.twitter.com/mcfg7dd6. Draw. Claudia Sheinbaum, at Claudia Sheehan, September 7, 2023. Sheinbaum's election was met with strong resistance by Marcelo Ebrard, a presidential hopeful from Morena who claimed that the process had been rigged, leading many to speculate that he would be running either as an independent or with another party. Información urgente de última hora. Impiden a la fuerza la entrada de nuestra representación al conteo de las boletas de Morena. K. Tristeza. pic.twitter.com/fmi0cult. Marcelo Ebrard C. At m_Ebrard, September 6, 2023. Just days before Sheinbaum's nomination, a political bloc made up of three of Mexico's main opposition parties, PAN, PRI, and PRD, elected Xochitl Gálvez as their presidential candidate. Known as the Frente Amplio por México, the bloc that Gálvez represents was made as a direct opposition to López Obrador in an attempt to counter the power of Morena. Cien dos meses movilizamos tantos corazones, es porque podemos ganar. Cien dos meses recuperamos la esperanza, es porque podemos ganar. Cien dos meses estamos por alcanzar a Morena, es porque podemos ganar. Vamos a ganar. Hashtag Xochitl va hash la victoria es new extra pic.twitter.com/tquainu.kz1m. Xochitl Gálvez Ruiz, at Xochitl Gálvez, September 4, 2023. Gálvez is a Mexican senator who made headlines in recent years for her outspoken criticism of the López Obrador administration and the rise of cartel violence in Mexico. Hashtag México merece más de lo que este gobierno le ha dado. Con el esfuerzo de todos y todos, pronto vamos a estar mucho mejor. Hashtag Xochitl va pic.twitter.com/x6qzn7earl. Xochitl Gálvez Ruiz, at Xochitl Gálvez, September 2, 2023. As Breitbart Texas has reported, López Obrador had been widely criticized by U.S. politicians from both parties for his approach to cartel violence. Since coming to power, López Obrador has called to reduce violence by not fighting against cartel gunmen. The politician claims that with social programs, he can keep people from turning to a life of crime. Various government statistics show that his efforts have driven up the murder rate and the cases of forced disappearances to record-setting levels. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Brandon Darby and Senior Breitbart Management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Ildefonso Ortiz and Senior Breitbart Management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.